The mission says in Masechtas Aveis, "V'hevi donas kala adam lekavschus." Judge every person favorably. Question is, why are we judging other people? Do we have a right to judge others? So we're all familiar with the story of David HaMelech and Bathsheba. David takes a liking to Bathsheba, but she's a married woman. So David sends Bathsheba's husband, Uriah Hitti, to the front lines, and he's killed, and he goes ahead and marries Bathsheba. One day, Nathan HaNavi approaches David, and he tells him, "Let me ask you a question. Listen to this story. There were two neighbors, one rich and one poor. The rich man had many sheep and cattle, and the poor man had nothing but one small sheep. He cared for it just like one of his children. This little animal became part of the family. It ate together with them. It slept with them in the house. And they were sustained from its wool and its milk. She was their lone source for their parnasa. Then one day, the wealthy neighbor hosted some guests in his house. And this rich man was a miser. He was too cheap to use one of his own sheep. So he enters this poor man's property. He grabs his lone sheep and he slaughters it and he serves it to his guests. So now, Nasna Navi asked David, what would you do to this rich man? And the pasuk says, "Vayichar av David beishmoid." David was outraged by the actions of this rich man. How heartless can a person be? David said, "The man who did this shall pay four times what the sheep cost. And since he did this and he had no pity, he shall be put to death." A very harsh sentence. Nathan HaNavi jumps up and he tells David, "Ata ish, you are the man. You are the rich man in the story, and Uriah Hitti is the poor man. You sent Uriah Hitti to war to be killed, and you took his wife? You are the Melech of Kal Yisrael. You have 18 wives. You have servants and maids. You have fame and fortune. And this poor man has one wife, and you go and you kill him, and you take his wife?" And he cursed David that one of his sons will rebel against him. And the question is, why did Nathan HaNavi have to fabricate this whole story? Why didn't he just rebuke David? You are the king of the Jewish people. You are the most renowned and revered person in Kal Yisrael. You are the paradigm for emulation. How can you act so callously? How can you be so insensitive? So what compelled Nathan HaNavi to concoct this whole story? And the Baal Shem Tov says something so profound. It's really hard to judge others because we don't truly know what someone is going through, what their upbringing was like, or what challenges they face on a daily basis. But there's one person and one person only who can fairly judge someone. And that person is himself. Only you can honestly evaluate and hold yourself accountable. Only you know your inner world. So Nathan HaNavi crafted a fictional story that replicated David's own actions and presented it to David. And he asked him, how would you judge such a person? Basically, how would you judge yourself? And David said, he shall be put to death. So as soon as he condemned himself, that is when Nathan HaNavi went ahead and let him have it. He admonished David for what he did. Says the Baal Shem Tov, this is what the Mishnah means in Avos. V'nefra min ha'adam midatoi ishloi midatoi. David didn't know that he's being set up. By issuing a verdict in the case that was presented to him, David had unknowingly set the verdict for his own prosecution, for his own conviction. So the Mishnah tells us, v'hevi donis kal adam lekav schus. That is why we should never judge someone. Because unbeknownst to you, you might be judging yourself. What a beautiful idea from the Baal Shem Tov. The Mishnah says, Al todens chaverecha, asher tagi alam koima. Do not judge your friend until you reach his place. Says the Sfas Emes, v'ama koima loy tagia. You will never reach his place. He says, no two people in the world are exactly alike. Different upbringing, different culture, different educational systems, different family circumstances, different genetic makeup, different personalities, different temperament. Says the Sfas Emes, only if you are exactly alike and all your circumstances are identical, only then can you judge another person. And since no two people in the world are ever alike, therefore, you may never judge another person. Ian McLaren, a 19th century Scottish author, once said, be kind, for everyone you meet is fighting a battle you know nothing about. What a beautiful statement. Again, be kind, because everyone you meet is fighting a battle you know nothing about. It's a very powerful statement. There's another very famous statement. Don't judge a man until you have walked a mile in his shoes. And perhaps, this could be the message that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu by their first meeting by the Sneh. Hashem tells Moshe, before you can be appointed as the manig of Klal Yisrael, the leader of the Jewish people, you must show genuine concern and empathy if you want your message to be heard. Therefore, Sha'al na'lecha me'al raglecha. Take your shoes off your feet and try to walk in someone else's shoes. Because if you are wearing your own shoes, you can't put on your friend's shoes. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.